Locker room chats continuing here on 103.9 KNZA. Week one of the high school football season getting going on Friday night. And now we have a chance to talk Troy football with head coach Derek Jasper. It is presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Just glad to be a part of another season with you. Let's talk about last year real quick. 5-5, 4-4 in the regular season. You got a playoff win and then out in the second week of the postseason. As you kind of had some time to obviously get ready for this year, but just kind of reflecting on last year and how that played out for you.
Yeah, I thought it was a good stepping stone for us. You know, we'd had back-to-back 2-7 seasons, and a lot of that was injury-laden in a couple years before that. So we kind of got back last year. We had a goal of having a winning record, and we got to 5-5. And we had a goal of making it to Week 10, which we consider, you know, kind of the real playoffs. But we got that done, and then our younger kids got some experience and got to have a little bit of taste of success. So I thought it was a good stepping stone for our program, and I'm kind of proud of the way things went last year. We had a couple glaring weaknesses. You know, we just couldn't stop the run very well, and we couldn't run the ball ourselves very well. And if you can't do those two things, you're not going to win very many games, and you're not going to advance to the playoffs. So we're hoping to strengthen those things up and hoping to kind of take a step from where we were last year with our kids at our back that have a lot of experience.
Have the kids bought in? How was the off season? You know, the summer workouts, the programs you had put together maybe, and then leading up to this point, do you feel like for the most part all the players have kind of bought in and have getting themselves here in a prime position to get ready for the season?
Yeah, we had a great off season. Our kids really worked hard in the weight room and had a hot summer in there. We don't have any AC or anything in our weight room, so had some really hot nights in there, had some really hot mornings in there, but the kids showed up and showed some pretty good commitment to that and did some good things. And then having so many people back, we have 16 out of our 22 starting spots returning. So having so many people back, you know, we have a lot of things already in order, and you can kind of add and tweak some things. And we did that a little bit during the summer. We went to a team camp at Rossville that Emporia State put on, and that was really the only action we had against other teams this summer. But the kids worked on some of the skills on their own and really thought they made a commitment and dedication to try to be better this season.
I want to talk about Jarrett Norris for a minute. He's going to lead your group at wide receiver. Of course, big body, 6'4". You know, just a very good athlete, you know, very good basketball player, could probably play at the next level at either football or basketball. He was first-team All-State last year. Just going to be a matchup nightmare for a lot of teams. How's he kind of looked here in the preseason, getting himself ready for his senior campaign?
Well, he did a lot this spring and summer, did a lot of the camp circuits and kind of went around trying to get himself some offers to play at the next level, and he has a couple NAI offers. I think that's helped his confidence. You know, you're surprised the kid didn't have as much confidence as he should, as talented as he is, but I think it's helped his confidence, and he's just going to be a good player for us on both sides. He's led our team in tackles the last two seasons. He's got a chance to be a three-time winner at that. And, you know, had 51 catches, 756 yards, and 8 touchdowns last year. So definitely a weapon. But I think, you know, opposing defenses are going to, you know, do some stuff with him. And when they do that, we have some other kids that can step up and make those teams pay for it. So teams are going to kind of have to pick out how much attention they're going to pay to Jarrett. But he's certainly a good player for us and one of our captains and one of our leaders.
And at quarterback, Reagan Hartman, who's a very good athletic kid, but no real experience at the position, really the first time he's kind of getting his feet wet at quarterback. How's he kind of looked in stepping into that role and leading the offense this year?
Yeah, I think he's going to do well. He's a smart kid, which our offense is pretty complicated, and, you know, he kind of got to know what everybody's doing, a lot of motioning and a lot of different formations. And as a quarterback, we usually want our guys to be able to run the ball and be able to be a good passer, so kind of a dual threat guy, and he can do that. He's not real fast, not real explosive, but he's a real solid build, a quarterback, like 6'1", 185. So I think we can have a little bit more freedom to run him and not be worried about him getting beat up too much. So I think he's going to be a great player. It's going to take a while. I mean, the decision making, how fast you have to make decisions on Friday nights in a varsity football game is something that he hasn't had to do yet. So, you know, I think you're going to see great improvement in him as the year goes on, but just because of that, not playing the position, and he's going to gain that experience of having chemistry with our receivers and making quick decisions. But really proud of what he's done so far in preseason camp here, and he did a pretty good job at our jamboree also. So, you know, expect him to really kind of hit the ground running, but there's going to be some growing pains.
Troy gets a home game in week one. They'll host Wabunsee on Friday night. We'll talk about that when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our locker room chats as we continue with Derek Jasper, the head coach at Troy, as they get set for their week one matchup at home on Friday against Wabunsee. Coach, you beat them last year in a pretty thrilling game. 10-6 was that final. It was on the road. You scored all your points in the second quarter. I believe you had 7 sacks in that game defensively. This is a Chargers team that was 7-3 last year. As you take a look at them heading into week one, what challenges do they bring and what's the early scouting report?
Well, it's going to be a great week one matchup. You know, I told our kids it's not a league game. It's not a district game. Actually, Wabunsee got shipped to the west side of the bracket this year for 1A. So it's just kind of a cool game. We've played Wabunsee 4 or 5 times here in the last 7 years. So almost kind of a little mini rivalry, even though we're about 2 hours away from each other. And we knocked their quarterback got hurt against us early last year, and they brought in a backup. So that helped us. But our defense was so good in that game. And offensively, we couldn't really get a lot going, but so that 10 points ended up being enough. And, yeah, they ended up being a 7-3 football team. We were one of their 3 losses, so that was definitely one of the highlight games for us last year, going down there and winning on the road. So they'll probably have a little bitter taste in their mouth. I said earlier, we've got 16 of our 22 starting spots back. Well, Wabunsee has 18 of their 22 starting spots back. So I know they have high expectations, and it's just going to be a great week one matchup that really – yes, it matters on your win-loss record, but it's really just going to be a good testing point to see where we're at when we're playing a great football team like that in week one.
And the TVL this year, just kind of on the 11-man side, it seems fairly wide open. Centralia's kind of going through a switch. Of course, now Roger Holthouse is the head football coach there, taking over for Larry Glatzik. Onega has a lot returning as well. And then Valley Heights, they did lose some athletes, but still always a competitive out. And then you add the likes to like a Moore Hill and then a Jackson Heights, Wabunsee, of course, and then Riverside. Boy, just how challenging is the schedule this year from top to bottom?
Well, our schedule is tough, and it always seems to be, you know, and we're not scared to play people. I mean, and like Wabunsee, playing them early, that's kind of what we like to do, you know, try to have a tough first game, you know, especially if it's a non-league, non-district. You can play those games, and hopefully, even if you lose, it pays off at the end of the year that you've learned something about yourself. And that's kind of what we like to try to do. We've got Valley Falls in our week 2 game coming back from 11-man. And Onega the same, coming back to 11-man. I respect the heck out of those programs for being able to build themselves back and come back to 11-man football. And that helps us with our schedule because it gives us some teams that are closer. So a really tough schedule in our league. Yeah, I do think it's interesting. But I've just been fooled too many times when I say, hey, our league's kind of up for grabs. And, you know, then Centralia is always just going to be Centralia. And, you know, it just always seems I don't know what they've won. 18 out of the last 20 maybe league titles. We got them there a couple years in a row. But, you know, Centralia is going to be Centralia, and they're always going to be the favorite until something changes. And, you know, we want to become like them. You know, always we want to be that team year in, year out that's always thinking state title. And you know, Valley Heights got a good young group. And Onega coming back, I think it's going to be different for them playing 11-man. But, boy, they have some really – tough kids and a good quarterback. So I'm excited about, you know, having another league team at least. Now we got 4 11-man teams and just excited to get things going. You know, if we have some goals, we want to definitely compete for a league title and compete for a district title, and I think we have that opportunity. But boy, it sure isn't an easy road.
And certainly not an easy road. And again, as we mentioned, it's going to start Friday. Wabunsee at home. Let's go back to them for a minute as we wrap up here with Derek Jasper, the head coach of Troy. Let's talk a few keys to the game. I know in the Pigskin Preview magazine, one of the things you talked about was your defense, or specifically with defense. You guys were able to force turnovers, but stopping the run was a big killer. Do you feel like, one, improvements are there, that you can contain the run a little bit better, and then kind of go into a few keys to that Wabunsee game?
Yeah, definitely stopping the run. Wabunsee is a spread team, but I think, you know, they're going to be pretty balanced in the run-pass game, and they have a nice running back, boy, he bounces off of you. And we haven't really done a whole lot of live tackling just because of risk of injury and things. Even in our jamboree, we didn't tackle to the ground. So I'm going to be interested to see how we tackle and try to stop that run. We've got our defensive coordinator, Herm Dominguez, in his 3rd year. So I think there's going to be some even more improvements on defense. We made a big jump last year on defense. I hope we make another big jump this year, and mostly of that will be stopping the run. Then offensively, I've said it, you know, in all the previews and said it earlier, we've got to be able to find some yards inside the tackles. We've got to be able to run for some tough yards. We want to stay with the chains, not get behind the chains. And to do that, we want to get into some 3rd and 2s. And when we need those tough yards, I want to be able to line up and say, hey, we're coming at you. you know we're coming at you, but we can still gain 2 or 3 yards, and that's going to be a big challenge for offensive line. And if we can do those two things, I like our chances in that game and the whole season. Stop the run and run the ball on offense.
One of the more intriguing matchups we have in Week 1 on Friday for Class 1A, Troy hosting Wabunsee. That's head coach Derek Jasper joining us here on our locker room chats here on KNZA. Once again, presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, thank you so much for joining us Week 1. Let's get this thing rolling. Good luck Friday night, and we will talk to you again for the Week 2 preview.
Appreciate it, sir. We're ready to go.
There it is, Derek Jasper joining us here on KNZA. We'll talk Riverside football when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.